Life Audio.
You're listening to Everyday Prayers with Million Praying Moms, where we're dedicated to helping moms pray God's word for their families in the areas they need it most. I'm your host, Brooke McLaughlin. Over the last decade, we've helped thousands of moms make prayer a priority for their families. Our mission is to help you do the same. Prayer is not a last resort. It's our first and best response to the challenges of parenting, a partnership for the hearts of our children that God invites us into. Today's devotion and prayer is by Gina Smith. To learn more about Gina, get a downloadable prayer guide to help you follow along with this month's prayers, and the devotions and prayers from this month in written form, visit today's show notes at millionprayingmoms.com. After this short word from our sponsors, we'll pray God's word together for our families.
Is it hard to spark meaningful conversations with your kids? Whether you're a homeschool hero, planning activities for the next family vacation, or simply gathering around the dinner table, we've got something that can help. Introducing the Daily Family Conversation Starter by best-selling author Katie Clemens. This remarkable book offers 365 imaginative ways to connect with your children in just 5 minutes each day, with prompts like, "Who made you laugh today?" or "What would you do if you had a tail?" These simple questions open up a world of laughter, curiosity, and deeper connections. From dinner time to sleepy time, the Daily Family Conversation Starter is your key to creating memories that will last a lifetime. Don't wait to transform your family's daily routine into an adventure of discovery and fun. Grab your copy of the Daily Family Conversation Starter today, wherever books are sold.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
Ecclesiastes 7:10. True wisdom is a strength to the wise men, more than 10 rulers or valiant generals who are in the city. Do you ever look at someone and think they must be much farther along than you are? I do that often when I'm scrolling on social media, but I'm learning that we all stand on level ground. We all need the wisdom of God. If I have not been at the feet of Jesus, seeking him in his word and asking him for wisdom, I have very little to offer anyone. But when I do seek his face in this way, I have much more to offer. The reality is this: I am really just a beggar who is telling other beggars where to find bread. What I have been given in the way of wisdom is just as available to you as it is to me. Today's verse tells us just what seeking wisdom will do for us. It gives us more strength in one person than many strong men give to a city. Isn't that amazing? Solomon made it his life goal to accumulate wisdom. He wanted to be strong and able to confront all circumstances that were coming his way. He wanted to be prepared. In Ecclesiastes 7:25, he says he applied his heart to know, search, and seek out wisdom. In the same way that Solomon had this as his goal, we should have this as our goal. Here are four reasons we should seek the wisdom of God. 1. Wisdom is necessary in our fallen world. It keeps us from going places we should not go and doing things we should not do. 2. Wisdom gives spiritual life, and it strengthens and equips us for the service God has called us to. 3. Wisdom helps us get through trials. Even if you are not presently facing a heavy trial, you will in the future. The wisdom you receive now will help you when it comes. 4. Wisdom that comes from God in his word is what makes you different and have something to offer to those around you. We can all be beggars who tell other beggars where to find bread that sustains life. If we want to have something to offer others, to be tuned into the Holy Spirit and give direction for our lives, we need to seek wisdom in every and any way we can. We need to be in prayer and in the Word. Let's pray. Father, please forgive me for the times I have not relied on you or sought you out for the wisdom that I so desperately need. Help me fight to have time with you so that I may know the way you want me to go, and so that I might have bread to offer others. In Jesus' name, amen.
If you love praying together with us on the Everyday Prayers podcast, consider supporting the show with a $5 monthly donation through Patreon. When you join, you automatically receive a new, downloadable, scripture-inspired prayer calendar every month, plus the devotions and prayers from this month in written form. Learn more in today's show notes at millionprayingmoms.com. Till next time, friends, the Lord bless you and keep you. Make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look with favor on you and give you peace.
Have you ever attempted to read the entire Bible? Did you do it, or did you only make it part way? I'm John Stonge, and I host a podcast that will make it possible for you to make it through the entire Bible, one chapter at a time. I've been hosting the Chapter a Day audio Bible podcast since 2015, and every single day of the week, I read one chapter of Scripture, then follow that up with a time of prayer. And if you're looking for daily insights and inspiration directly from God's Word, I hope you'll give the Chapter a Day audio Bible a listen. You can find it at lifeaudio.com or on your favorite podcasting app.